I'm really, really excited for our next comedian. She plays at clubs and colleges all over the country. Please give it up for Sarah Silverman.
Hi, everybody. That's enough. God, I'm really gonna do it, you guys. I'm really gonna have no kids. I can't believe it. I'm baby crazy. That's what's insane about it. I love kids. I love kids. The only thing I love more than kids is doing anything I want at all times. But kids are great. I bet your kids are a great measurement of time, right? Like you can go like, well, let's see, that was when Billy was 4, so that was 1998. That's so great to have that. When you don't have kids, all you have is 9/11. It puts such a malaise over just everything you try to recall. I did the first time I did mushrooms, I went to the top of the World Trade Center. That's true. Where the World Trade Center was is now a gorgeous building, the Freedom Tower. And it's gorgeous. And it's and there was kind of like a weird thing where people were angry because they wanted to put a memorabilia store in the lobby of the Freedom Tower. And people thought that was maybe not tasteful. And I think it's important. I think that unless you have a mug, you know, how are you going to remember 9/11? Before they put a gift store in the Holocaust Museum, my Nana would have to tie a string around her finger. And that would be to remember to look at her arm. Oh my God, was it too soon? I just did 1,000 9/11 jokes. Good Lord. Never forget. I shouldn't say that tonight, sorry. I can make Alzheimer's jokes. No, it's okay, trust me, I can do that. I saw Still Alice. Okay. The last time I had sex, we were like, after the sex, we were like, you know how you're just kind of splayed out on the bed? And my dog jumps on the bed, looking to, I believe, ingest all the post-coital detritus. And I usually don't like to use big words because I think it's elitist, but I feel like it's a good move in this case because it makes the brow of the joke higher. She wanted to lick up all our post-coital detritus. And I'm not a monster. I didn't let her. I mean, I know you think I'm an animal probably, but no, I do know the difference between right and wrong. I don't know that I could articulate exactly why that would be wrong. But I know that it's, I guess just because it's gross to let your dog do that. I don't know if it's like ethically wrong. I'm not gonna die on that hill, but. I guess the worst thing that could happen is like if I'm walking her, she might vomit up like cum and coconut oil. It'd be hard to explain. But not impossible to explain. I mean, I would just be like, oh God, gross. I let her lick up the leavings of my sexual encounter and it must not have sit well with her. I'm not gonna do that again. Kanye West took me to lunch. That needs no segue. That's true, he did. He took me to lunch once, and it was very exciting. I barely heard a thing he said because I was just feeling like people seeing me out to lunch with Kanye West. We didn't have a lot in common, but we also do have a lot in common. Like, we both use our notes app on our iPhone, you know, him for, like, ideas for lyrics and me for ideas for jokes. And so we went, like, one for one, and he was like, weak is a description, weed is a prescription. And I was like, whoa. And I was so impressed. And then it was my turn and I was like, my grandma gets really heavy periods.
Catch Sarah Silverman in Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity, only on Netflix.